You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Gotta love a Wednesday when you think it's only Tuesday because of, you know, the week starting in New Orleans. So it's going fast this week. And now with the snow and everything.
Remember, it is Wednesday, so we're loving it. Yeah.
My friend Paul just texted me. He goes, why do we need winter again? Can you tell me something that winter is beneficial for? And
yeah,
I'm like, well,
kills mosquitoes.
That's exactly what I
insects,
said.
Insects, flies.
Kills the dust mites, right?
Yeah.
Cools off Mother Earth. Ooh, that's not a good look on TV right now. That car sideways.
Man. That's brutal. But we do it every Wednesday. Our poll question, which is the Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question. What do you want to hear more of on the air right now? Royals baseball or Chiefs football talk? Well, 158 of you have voted, and 84% of you have said Royals baseball.
Wow, that's up to 85.5% now. Royals baseball,
damn.
Wow.
What's
the text line was opposite, though, wasn't it? Didn't you say, like, everybody was saying Chiefs on the text line?
There was a lot of it.
Yeah.
You know, which is, you know, it's up to you because, I mean, some of you are like a lot of my friends where you're like, I don't want to hear anything about the Chiefs until we get closer to free agency window opening up before we get to the draft. And I need a break. And then it's like, okay, well, then what do you want to hear? Nothing.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to hear it anymore. No, I look.
You've got a positive baseball team.
Right.
You have former manager Ned Yost coming back to be an assistant to the general manager or an advisor to the general manager.
Right. Special advisor to the advisor.
You have a top five baseball player in the league.
Right.
And you have a promising season that you're riding on the back of.
Right.
So you all right over there?
No, I'm just waving at the camera.
Okay.
We're here. Hi.
I know what's going on over there. But no, I mean, I think there is a lot of that. And I think that, you know, we play it fair on both sides, right? We say, can the Chiefs or can the Royals get us to training camp? They got you all the way to the bye week. House money. Can the Royals do it again? Can they get you to the football season? I think now it's no longer a matter of can the Royals get you to the point of, you know, to St. Joe. Can the Royals get you into the regular season of the NFL? Can they give you what they did last year or maybe more? And then you have the Chiefs to discuss as well because you'll have things that come up, rumors. You'll have fake tweets from Adam Scheffler, and then you'll have other stuff as well. Which there could be a big trade this offseason. Binkley was just on, told us there could be some sort of like, well, you had mentioned a Willie Rofe trade, a Tyreek Hill type of trade. And two names that come up, and the number one that comes up as a possible trade candidate for you, Bob Fesco, is
Chris Jones. I'm bringing up the name Chris Jones.
Max's eyes just got wide, dude.
Look, I mean, they traded Tyreek Hill. Nobody is off the trade market, okay? And that's the one thing you still need to understand. And if you don't understand that yet, you're not watching this team properly. Everybody other than Patrick Mahomes, and now Travis Kelce, obviously, being in his last year or whatever, potentially, those are the two guys that are not available to trades. Everybody else is available to trades. And what did they do when they traded Tyreek Hill? They restocked that defense and they got better. Did Chris Jones suit up for the Super Bowl? Does anybody know? Did he play? Because his stat line was a zero.
Yeah, two injuries.
His stat line was a zero in the Super Bowl. Now,
he hurt his neck in the first quarter.
You've got to trade somebody to get somebody in return. You're not going to trade, you know, Ken Phelps and get somebody great back in return unless you're the Yankees. But here's the thing with Chris Jones.
Ken Phelps.
Second highest paid player on the Chiefs roster right now, almost 13% of their salary cap. Daniel Jeremiah, who's a draft nerd, right? And I like his work, had a tweet yesterday, and he said, at this time last year, I had 12 defensive tackles listed that I could see as starters in the NFL. He says, I've got 24 now this year. It is a very, very, very deep defensive tackle draft. Binkley even alluded to it as well. So if there are 24 defensive tackles in this draft, that's a
crap ton.
Right? And Chris Jones is getting up there in age, right? Wasn't that productive this year like we wanted him to be. And now that this three-peat run is over, would you be willing to trade Chris Jones in a Tyreek Hill type of trade? I ask you guys, would you be willing to do that? Because I would. Now, I'm a trade everybody guy. I'm always looking to flip the roster. And I know the Chiefs are always looking to flip the roster. That's how they stay on top. They don't fall in love with players. They fall in love with the process and everything that's going on. And in order to get somebody big back in return or good back in return or picks back in return, you've got to give something up. So I ask you guys, would you be willing to trade Chris Jones in a Tyreek Hill type of trade and get that kind of haul back?
So what, they got a first and a third, a first and a second for Tyreek?
I can't remember. Wasn't it like 2 seconds and a third or something like that?
Because the next year they got McDuffie, Karloftis, Chenault,
right.
Cook, all those guys in that draft,
right.
And Karloftis.
Yep, it led to that 2022 draft where they were able to go out and stockpile and reset their whole team and turned into three straight Super Bowls. And so the Chiefs aren't afraid of trading players, right? They're not afraid of trading anybody, quite frankly, except Mahomes and Kelsey at this point on the roster. Chris Jones may be the guy that you look to flip to bring you some collateral back in return to hit that reset button with this team. Because you know they lost. The bad taste is in their mouth. They ain't standing pat.
I mean, I can be convinced for picks and stuff. I just don't think you're going to get enough in return. I don't think that this draft, the picks are valuable.
Tyreek Hill was more valuable, in my opinion, than Chris Jones, and you got a lot back. Yeah, at that point
in time. On the trade
market,
you're absolutely right. There's no question on the trade market he's more valuable. To the Chiefs, I would argue, no way.
I think we're seeing the age in Chris Jones. That's why I bring him up.
He led the league in pressures this year, Bob.
I still think we're seeing the age in Chris Jones.
I mean, he was the best at his position this season.
Okay, great. Led the league in pressure. So Tyreek Hill was the best at his position, you know, when they traded him to Miami.
Which, to the trade point, you should be able to get a first-round pick then for Chris Jones.
There you go. You don't think you're going to get a lot in return. You're just saying he's the best at his position.
He's 31. Tyreek Hill was 27, 28.
Was the best at his position.
I think you can get one first. Yeah, I think you can get one first. Again, but to my point, I don't know. Like, you're talking about getting a left tackle. There's not a left tackle in the draft in the first round that you want that is worth trading Chris Jones for.
Oh, I didn't say just for a left tackle. I said to get picks. This team needs more than just a left tackle. This team needs basically an entire offensive line. It's going to need a lot on the defensive line as
well.
Oh,
I'm with you there. Yeah.
And it probably needs a running back. I mean, you know, Brett Veach has said on record, this year's free agency is the draft. And how many picks did you say they had, Dusty?
Six.
Six in a 7-round draft.
Yep.
That's not a lot. And so if this year's draft is going to be your free agency, then you're going to have to find a way to get more picks to replenish this roster.
Yeah, I can get there.
Can this team pull a Luka trade?
That's where I'm looking, too. What about Rashee Rice for Trent Williams?
Jeez.
I mean, that'd be your Luka trade.
Right? That'd be your Luka trade.
I would not want Trent Williams. But I might.
What about Andrew Thomas or Tristan Wirfs? Or, like, if you can get a top left tackle, but it's going to cost you Rashee Rice type of trade, would you be willing to do that? I mean, with the emergence of Xavier Worthy, it makes it, to me, a lot easier to consider trading a guy like Rashee Rice. Binkley said, didn't he say the wide receiver draft was pretty good this year, too?
Yeah.
Not bad, yeah.
It's not terrible. plus the emergence of Xavier Worthy is huge. But again, like, then you're taking out another big option for Patrick Mahomes, which Binkley said build the offense around Patrick Mahomes.
But Patrick, in my opinion, can't do anything until that left tackle spot's solidified. Binkley mentioned it when he said that Patrick Mahomes doesn't have the confidence in that left tackle spot. We saw that on the field in that Raider game, and then we saw it again the other night down there. So I don't think you can really worry about having weapons on your offense until that offensive line is solidified.
I would not take the Lucas strategy in this trade. We can talk about this more often in the show today, but like, I would, if it were me, if you're going to get rid of Chris Jones and you're probably not going to bring back Nick Bolton, you're now losing two key pieces on your defense. If you are going to trade a guy like Rashee Rice that can bring back a haul, I would almost go talk to Dallas and see what their plans are with Micah Parsons. Because if you're losing a linebacker, you're losing a defensive tackle, go get some more pressure with an edge rusher and Micah Parsons. That kind of, you can move Tranquil back over to middle. You can keep Chanel on the outside, keep Micah Parsons. You're going to lose Rashee Rice. Draft another rookie wide receiver that's been decent in the draft so far in the last couple of years. Still have Xavier Worthy. Yeah, you lose Rashee Rice, but you gain a guy in Micah Parsons who creates, I don't know, some sort of like, that would be like your blockbuster fantasy trade that would set the world on fire, where it's like, you know, third-year receiver and promising number one wide receiver Rashee Rice goes to Dallas, and they in return get Micah Parsons in like a third-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that may be, I would be loving that sort of trade.
I mean, those are the moves. Those are the bold moves. If you don't trade Tyreek Hill, you don't go to three straight Super Bowls. You've got to be bold. You've got to be convicted. You've got to be willing to make the move that's going to hurt at that instance in time, but you know is the right move because it's going to grow your organization. And this organization got their ass beat in at the Super Bowl, and they don't like that feeling. So I just feel like there's going to be, I'm not saying Chris Jones or Rashee Rice are traded, but those are two type of guys that you have to talk about and consider, because those are the type of guys that bring you good, you know, collateral back in return.
Yeah, Rice or Worthy, definitely on the trade block. I think that is more plausible to me than Chris Jones.
Rice,
absolutely.
Or Worthy. You think Worthy's available to trade?
I think either of those guys would be, you know, good trade. But I also think there's more good wide receivers.
And I guarantee you he's going to have conversations about everybody on this roster. There will, because that's what general managers do. They have these conversations. So when they say, sources say there have been, yes, there's conversations constantly about players. Hey, you want to trade Chris Jones? No, but that's a conversation, right?
Yeah.